They're marking a big anniversary in Iran today. On this date, 40 years ago, Ayatollah Khomeini returned to Iran from years in exile. The World's Carol Hills is with me to look back at that important moment in history. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Mirko. You know, we all know what happened here, you and I, but this is just a huge deal when he returned from Paris. I mean, it was something on this day 40 years ago. It was really momentous.
This is a man they call the father of the revolution. And this is the moment that millions in Iran have been waiting for. After his long years in exile, the first hesitant steps of Ayatollah Khomeini on Iranian soil.
Of course, that's news coverage, kind of play-by-play of him arriving on this Air France plane from France. There's 150 journalists on board. And I read that they actually put that many journalists on board because they were worried the Iranian military might shoot the plane down. And
Wow. They
thought they might not if there was other people on board, foreigners. But this was just a big deal. The plane lands. He gets off the plane. There's gillions of Iranians at the airport. He gets in a car. They're driving through the streets. They're completely crowded. There's people everywhere. Eventually, they have to switch and put him in a helicopter because there's too many people on the street and they're kind of crowding around the car. So then he lands at this spot in Tehran. There's gillions of Iranians there waiting to hear from him. And he addresses the crowd.
Why'd you cut him off there, Carol?
Well, I cut him off because we all know what happens. There's a revolution 10 days later. Things kind of go pear-shaped, at least for many Iranians. And it's a very tough Islamic republic and a tough revolution. But I wanted to go back and try to capture the feelings of 1979. Things looked really different then. At this point, the protests have been going on for like a year or so. The Shah had finally left Iran 2 weeks earlier. The Carter administration had hung in with him a long time. They finally kind of nudge him out. There was a whole lot of different types of people hoping and anticipating a whole new future for Iran. I talked to Nahid Siamdoust. She's Iranian. She was 3 years old in 1979 in Tehran. But now she's a senior fellow in Iranian studies at Yale University.
Well, things are complicated because the moment when he returned to Iran 40 years ago, it really was a moment of great sort of, it was, you know, the culmination of an independence movement, if you will. It was after many years of political activism on behalf of many, many different factions. And finally, Khomeini was the one who embodied that charismatic revolutionary leader whose return to Iran, the old regime, was finally deposed.
And that was a huge, huge thing.
Tell us why it was so huge.
Well, the Shah had been considered basically a puppet of the United States, and previous regimes in Iran had been considered kind of puppets of Britain. Iran had been this kind of, you know, chess piece for great powers. And then there had been this coup in 1953 that the U.S. was behind. So there was just a lot of excitement and anticipation of like a homegrown Iranian coming home that was not tainted and was not connected to another power, particularly a Western power.
Someone who would be a leader.
Someone who would be later. And of course, it wasn't clear at this point that this was going to turn into an Islamic republic. None of that was clear. And so Nahid Siamdoust says, historically, it's a fact. This was a big deal. But it's deeply contested by Iranians.
You know, the facts of that moment in time haven't changed. But of course, 40 years of Islamic governance have changed many people's views of, you know, sort of tainted that very utopian revolutionary moment in time. For a lot of historians and just ordinary Iranians looking at that moment in time, their feelings, you know, they have very divided feelings.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah. But again, on this day 40 years ago, it wasn't clear that that was going to happen. And interestingly, we now know that President Carter, of all people, who hung in with the Shah for a very long time, even January 79, he was still saying, the Shah's a good guy, he has the support of his people. He, it turns out, was having a secret dialogue with Khomeini.
Really?
Yeah, totally. He was having secret talks, and Carter initiated it. By 1978, Khomeini was in Paris. He'd been in Iraq for about 12 years. And Saddam Hussein, in 1978, kicks him out at the request of the U.S. He goes to France, sets up shop in this little hamlet outside of Paris, and a lot of his supporters are there with him. January of 79, Carter institutes this back channel. He uses this political officer who's with the U.S. embassy, Warren Zimmerman. Khomeini picks an Iranian-American doctor, Ebrahim Yazdi. And these two are the interlocutors, and they get together and have these back-channel conversations. This was all declassified in 2016, and that's why we know of this. longtime BBC journalist Jim Muir, he did this recent documentary on these secret talks. And there was a lot of back and forth between Warren Zimmerman, the American, and Yazdi, Khomeini's man. And the last message from the Iranians to the U.S. in this secret talk was from Khomeini, not Yazdi. It was directly from Khomeini.
It wasn't the Iranian position. It was the Ayatollah speaking. And he was being kind of cuddly, fluffy, marshmallowy, that kind of thing. He was saying, oh, we're not necessarily going to be hostile. It depends how you behave. The oil to the West will keep flowing. But we're not going to try and export revolution to the Gulf. All these nice, reassuring things, which turned out when history marched on, really not to be true. Now, there's a debate about whether he was lying or whether events just took a much more radical turn and he went along with it. There's evidence for both views. But that was certainly the message the Americans got, that he was saying nice things, but these probably were going to be very difficult people to deal with.
All right, Carol, back to Khomeini upon his arrival in Tehran this day in 1979. What did he say in that moment? You cut it off earlier.
So Khomeini is addressing a huge crowd in Tehran just after arriving. There's tons of people out there. And he says, among other things, I will appoint the government. I will appoint the government with the support of the people to me. The people want me.
And the rest of this essay is history. The World's Carol Hills, thank you very much for this.
Thanks, Marco.